I'm David Benedetto, and today I'm joined by Caitlin Marone, writer, feminist conspiracy theorist, comedian, and improv teacher for the New Movement Theater. How you doing, Caitlin?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well today. I'm glad to have you on.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So my first question is, being in both those veins of comedy, both stand-up and improv, and how they kind of play into each other for you and how that's changed for you over time.
I think doing both can be a very helpful combination. I mean, improv's good for writing no matter what kind of writing you do. If you have been doing improv for a while, you can get to a place where you're not judging yourself when you're creating. And you're able to follow threads without wondering where they're going to go, which can help you discover new things about something that maybe you hadn't thought about in that way before. But somehow your brain took you there anyway. And that kind of almost meditative aspect of improv helps you to try new things with stand-up, right? You're less afraid of failing on stage because you've done it so many times. Because improv can often be a real disaster, especially when you're starting off. It takes a while to get good at it. And there's nothing like being beaten down by an audience to just make you the strongest stand-up possible, you know?
Yeah.
So together, they kind of feed off each other. And you can do both better if you're doing them at the same time.
Do you feel more vulnerable doing stand-up versus doing improv?
You would think that because you're alone on stage. But I think at this point, I feel equally vulnerable, but for different reasons.
Interesting.
Like if stand-up, part of it is, it's like, it's me and I'm here and I'm telling you all these thoughts that I've had that came from my brain. And I hope you think they're funny. And if you don't, it's because my brain isn't funny. And those are my thoughts. And with improv, it's like, I hope that the people I'm on stage with like what I'm doing.
Do you think comedians need a shtick? Do you have one?
Comedians don't need a shtick, but I guess we all have them. I mean, I guess it just depends on what you mean by shtick. Like, for me, I often will come back to the topic of destroying men, you know, during my set, just destroying them in different ways. And I personally really enjoy that. And you might call it a shtick, but I think it's just naturally, this is going to sound terrible, but I think it's just naturally where my brain goes. Like, yeah. That's just naturally where I lean, is towards destroying all men. So I don't know how I got here. I don't know why, but that's where I'm at. I don't think it's a shtick so much as just being distinctive, right?
That's interesting. What are your opinions on this connection between politics and comedy in the stand-up circle as well as in the improv?
Well, I always get really excited around the time of like a big election, because every election is always so heated and fraught, and there's always so much comedy that's just like naturally generated by it, right? And I think that comedy is a really valuable way of looking at politics. With comedy, you're always looking at everything through a lens of like absurdity and irony. And you're looking for the places where things don't add up and where things are surprising and they don't make sense. And with politics, the whole game is about trying to like convince people that your side is the most rational side, right? But it's impossible because it's always absurd. And I think that looking at things through a comedic lens, it can be a really clarifying thing. People who are always looking for the weirdness in something will show you how something doesn't add up. Right. And we see that all the time, like with there's so many comedy news shows and everything now. And I think it's because people really find it to be an effective way to like convey ideas and political messages without being terrifying, first of all, and without being the most depressing. And that's, I think, what's really interesting about especially comedy, political comedy right now, is it's not quite satire, right? Like a lot of it is simply just making blatant fun of whatever's happening or explaining something in such a way that it's comedic, but you also understand what they're saying. And I think it's been a really great development in like American political discourse, personally.
Awesome, Caitlin. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was great talking to you. Thank you so much for having me here.
That was New Orleans-based writer and comedian Caitlin Marone. You can find out more about her on her website, caitlinmarone.com, as well as on her Twitter, where she can be found at @VoteMarone. Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.